This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. This is Adventures of Joseph here on Camden Community Radio. It's great to have your company. Adventures of Joseph is all about places I've been and seen in a week. And with me is my colleagues Violet.
Hello.
And Lucky.
Hello.
It's great to have your company. And the adventure this week was on Monday. On Monday this week, I went to the Atlas Cafe in Craven Park Road to have a burger and a mug of tea.
Ooh.
With a friend of mine named Grace. Then Grace and me went to the internet cafe on the Craven Park Road to use the internet for internet and email.
Uh-huh.
And then after the internet cafe on Craven Park Road, I said goodbye to Grace because she went her
Bye.
Way. And then and then I went to Tesco Express in Stonebridge to buy my £3 meal deal.
Oh, was it a chicken and bacon sandwich, perchance?
Which was a BLT sandwich, bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich.
That's a good one.
Salt and vinegar crisps.
The best.
And a Mars milk drink.
Ooh.
Then I walked all the way from Tesco Express in Stonebridge to Stonebridge Park Station. Then this is where the adventure comes in now.
Okay.
So gentle listener, this is where the adventure.
Better get ready.
Then I got the 4:40 bus.
Not the 4:40 bus.
from Stonebridge Park Station all the way to the last stop, which is Chiswick.
What did you do in Chiswick?
At Chiswick, I got the 267 bus from Chiswick to Twickenham.
Okay.
Because in Twickenham, I went there to reminisce to when I used to go there in 1995 and 1996. My mum and me used to go to Twickenham when I was 10 and 11 years old, because that's where the Jehovah's Witnesses, because at the time I was a Jehovah's Witness, and my mum and me used to go to Twickenham Rugby Stadium for a Jehovah's Witnesses annual convention.
What was that like?
It was a bit like a Christian crusade, a bit like
Sounds
a
intense.
Conference with thousands and thousands of people, and there's somebody speaking on the microphone, and there's that religious music. Their music. So I got the 267 bus from Chiswick to Twickenham. Then I got the South West trains, semi fast train.
Uh-huh.
So just to point out, it was a semi fast train, South West trains from Twickenham all the way to London Waterloo. Then at Waterloo, I walked up to Waterloo East station for the South Eastern train from Waterloo East to Elmers End.
This was all in one day.
Yes, it was actually on Monday night. I did it at night, Monday evening, because I thought I'd do this crazy.
This was Monday. Weren't the strikes on Monday? Was it not really busy?
It was fairly busy on these trains. Yes, fairly busy.
On.
So I got the Southeastern train from Waterloo East to Elmers End, which is quite of a journey, because it goes through many stations like Catford and Sydenham. Then I got the Croydon tram link from Elmers End to West Croydon.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got another Croydon tram link from West Croydon to East Croydon. And then And then at East Croydon, I actually went into Sainsbury's local, not to buy another meal deal because I already had one, but to buy the Cadbury's Highlights sachet, which was to take home and have it before I went to bed on Monday night.
You're going to need it after all that transport.
So, and then at East Croydon, I got... This is where the adventure comes in again. At East Croydon, I got the Thameslink train. I got the Thameslink train from East Croydon all the way to West Hampstead. And that train went dead slow. It was slow.
It was the strikes, man.
Because by when it got to somewhere like Tulse Hill and Elephant and Castle, that's where that Thameslink train went dead slow.
So where did you end up at the end of all of this travel, Joseph?
Yes, this is it. I got it to West Hampstead. And then at West Hampstead, I got the C11 bus from West Hampstead, West End Lane, to Brent Cross Shopping Centre. But Brent Cross Shopping Centre was closed at this time because it was actually very late at night. So there was no way of going in there to look at shops because it was very late. Then I got the 112 bus from Brent Cross Shopping Centre to IKEA Brent Park.
Oh, I love a good IKEA. I bet and that was closed as well, wasn't it?
And that was closed because it was actually after 12 midnight when I did this. And then I got the very last 206 bus at 12:28 a.m. from Brentfield Medical Centre all the way to my house in Stonebridge. And that was my crazy, stupid adventure on Monday this week.
That was a crazy
now,
adventure.
Now, it's over to my colleagues. Violet, what was your adventure this week?
My adventure this week was going to the BFI in South Bank. And I walked there from work and it started pouring with rain. And I was about... probably 2 minutes walk from the door of the BFI, but I had to stand under a shelter by an office for about 5 minutes because it was sheeting down. And then I went to see a documentary about computer warfare, which was very interesting, but too long. But it was very good. That was my adventure.
Yes. And now it's over to Lackey. Lackey, what was your adventure this week?
Well, I can't compete with you two, I'm afraid, but I think I had a fairly normal one. I went to yoga Monday night, which is very nice and relaxing.
I like how all of our adventures took place on Monday night.
Yeah.
I think we were all just avoiding the strikes.
There's a link there. And I think my commute home when the snows set in a couple of days ago was horrific. Apart from that, I don't have anything... as adventurous as yours, Joseph.
Yes, that's right. So that's right. And just to say, gentle listener, about the adventures of Joseph in 2017, I will try and make it much more exciting than last year.
Oh, they're already pretty exciting, Joseph. But I like your
because
style.
We are now in a new year now. So new year, new look. So that was Adventures of Joseph and Co. for this week. So for me, Joseph Hughes, and my colleagues Violet,
goodbye,
and Lackey,
goodbye.
Till the next time, to all of you wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org. Thank you.